فقال: ما هذا الحبل؟ قالوا: هذا حبل لزينب، فإذا فترت تعلقت به. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: حلوه، يصلي أحدكم نشاته فإذا فتر فليرقد. متفق عليه. Continuing the chapter on moderation in ibadah, in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah entered the masjid once and he saw a rope that was tied between two pillars. There were two pillars in the masjid and there was a rope tied between the two pillars. Rasulullah asked, what's this rope for? The Sahaba then mentioned that this was the rope of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she had tied a rope around two pillars, and the reason for this was, فَإِذَا فَتَرَتْ تَعَلَّقَتْ بِهِ. She used to engage in lengthy nafil salah, in tahajjud salah. And when she used to become tired, then she used to cling on to this rope. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately said, حُلُّوهُ, untie this rope. لِيُصَلِّ أَحَدُكُمْ نَشَاتَهُ, that you should offer your salah when you are fresh, energetic, you're not tired. فَإِذَا فَتَرَ, the moment you become extremely tired, فَلْيَرْقُدْ, you should go and sleep. Sharia does not impose upon you to tie a rope and continue ibadah and to cling onto the rope and be engaged in salah. The moment you are tired, then you go and rest. This is the moderation that Sharia teaches us, the balance that Sharia teaches us. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to exert ourselves to that extent that was Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha had done in good faith. She had a good intention. She did not want to stop her salah. She wanted her salah to continue for a long period of time so that when she becomes tired, she will cling onto this rope and continue her salah. Rasulullah stopped her from this. He prohibited her from this. And immediately he said, untie this rope. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا نعس أحدكم وهو يصلي فليرقد حتى يذهب عنه النوم. Same meaning, same hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that one of you, when he becomes tired or he feels drowsy, he's feeling sleepy whilst he is performing salah, perhaps he's undertaken a long journey or he was not well. Now we're talking about the time has come for salah, but it does not mean that he must miss his fard salah. If he's extremely tired, he's got no strength at all, then he should go to sleep and immediately wake up and perform his salah. Or if it is nafil salah, then he should not engage in nafil salah. فَلْيَرْقُدْ, let him go and sleep. حَتَّى يَذْهَبَ عَنْهُ النَّوْمُ, until the effects of sleep have disappeared from him. In other words, he has rested well. Now when he is fresh again, فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا, so when he's fresh, then he can continue his salah. فَإِذَا, فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا صَلَّ وَهُوَ نَاعِسٌ, because when any one of you performs salah whilst he is feeling very sleepy, he is overtaken by sleep, he is feeling very drowsy. لَا يَدْرِي لَعَلَّهُ يَذْهَبُ يَسْتَغْفِرُ فَيَسُبَّ نَفْسَهُ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. He does not know that it is possible that unknowingly, instead of making istighfar in salah or reading tasbih in salah, he might curse himself. When a person is feeling very sleepy, he is unaware of the words he is saying, because he is trying to fight his sleep and he is busy engaged in adhkar or dua or istighfar. But because he is now feeling extremely drowsy, then the wrong word may come out, and instead of bringing blessings upon himself, he might be cursing himself. So again, this hadith teaches us the moderation in ibadah. Sahaba were told not to go to that extreme, but to come bring some balance in their lives. Of course, we are the other extreme. We hardly make any salah. Allah give us tawfiq of reading abundant salah, abundant nafi salah. Allah help us to fulfill all our qada salah of our life. So here we also have to try and bring some balance and increase our salah. However, not to the extent where when a person is feeling drowsy and feeling very sleepy, then he continues his salah. Immediately he should stop, go rest, get fresh. After a person has slept well, then you should come back and then you can complete your salah. وعن أبي عبد الله جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنهما قال كنت أصلي مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلوات جابر رضي الله عنه says I should perform or read namaz with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم behind النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم فكان صلاته قصدا وخطبته قصدا رواه مسلم. نبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة and his khutbah were moderate in length. It was not such as that the salah was extremely long and all the musallis just begin collapsing. And his khutbah was not so long for so many hours that people fall off asleep. His salah and his khutbah was of a moderate nature. And this is an important sabak for those who are imams of the masjid, that a person should not read such a long salah that people become tired, and neither should his khutbah be so long that people become tired. Just one more hadith, inshallah. وعن أبي جحيفة وهب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال أخى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين سلمان وأبي الدرداء رضي الله عنهما. See, when Rasulullah came to Medina Munawwara, he made a muhajir sahabi, he made him a brother of an Ansari sahabi. So he paired the sahaba, he said, from now on you are two brothers. We call that muakhat, where Rasulullah took a muhajir who came to Medina. He had no home, he had nothing. So Rasulullah paired him with the Ansari brother, so that the Ansari brother shares his belongings with him and takes care of him. And so the pair that Rasulullah made for the Sahaba, they developed a very strong relationship. Like that, Rasulullah made this brotherhood, this muakhat between Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala. Fazara Salman wa Abu Darda. So one day Salman radiallahu ta'ala goes to visit his brother Abu Darda. They were not blood brothers, but this is the brotherhood that Rasulullah developed between or made between the Sahaba. فَرَأَى أُمَّ الدَّرْدَى مُتَبَذِّلَةً. So he sees Salman Farsi when he goes to the house. Abu Darda was not there, but he makes out that Ummu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's not very, very well dressed, very poorly dressed. She does not have sufficient amount, her clothing was not very nice, good looking, or she didn't have the means of wearing very nice clothing. She was very, very poorly dressed. She didn't have good dress to wear. فَقَالَ مَا شَأْنُكَ, that what's the matter? Why are you dressed like so poorly? قَالَتْ أَخُوكَ أَبُو دَرْدَى لَيْسَ لَهُ حَاجَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. So she complained, she said, your brother Abu Darda, he's got no need in the world. He's too busy. He's making ibadah all the time. He doesn't have time to go out and earn and provide for us sufficient means. فَجَاءَ أَبُو دَرْدَى. Abu Darda then happens to come. So he sees Salman, obviously becomes very happy that his brother has come, his friend has come. فَصَنَعَ لَهُ طَعَامًا. Immediately he prepares some food for him. فَقَالَ لَهُ كُلْ. So Abu Darda is a host. Salman is a visitor. Abu Darda tells Salman, you eat, I prepare this food for you. But excuse me because I am fasting. قُلْ فَإِنِّي صَائِمٌ. So Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu says, قَالَ مَا أَنَا بِآكِلٍ حَتَّى تَأْكُلَ. To the Nafil fast, he said, I am not going to eat until you break your roza, your Nafil roza, and you also eat with me. So he breaks his fast, فَأَكَلَ, and he eats with Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. فَلَمَّا كَانَ اللَّيْلُ, when it is night, ذَهَبَ أَبُو دَرْدَى يَقُومُ. The night just began, and they were asleep, and suddenly Salman Farsi sees Abu Darda radiallahu anhuma standing up to engage in salah or tahajjud. فَقَالْ لَهُ نَمْ. So Salman immediately stops him. Salman radiallahu anhu stops him and says, no, sleep. فَنَامَ. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu goes to sleep again. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ يَقُومُ. After some time passed in the night, he stands up again to read tahajjud salah. فَقَالْ لَهُ نَمْ. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu tells him, no, sleep. فَلَمَّا كَانَ مِنْ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ. Then when it was the last part of the night, قَالَ Salman, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu tells Abu Darda, قُمِ الْآنِ, now you must stand up. Now is the time for reading tahajjud after we have rested. فَصَلَّيَا جَمِيعًا. Both of them read the salat. فَقَالَ لَهُ Salman. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu then advises Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He says, listen, إِنَّ لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Verily, Allah has a right over you. In other words, there are times when you should be engaged in ibadah. At that time, we should give our whole heart, our mind, our soul, our body to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the time, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. And your body also has a right over yourself. You cannot exert yourself to that extent that you deprive yourself of sleep. And you cannot fast every single day that you become weak. Your body also requires some rest. وَلِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. And remember, your wife and your family also have a right upon you. They also need food. They also need to wear proper clothing. And they also need time, your time to be shared with them. فَأَعْطِ كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ. Give each rightful person his due right. When your body needs its right, give it its right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to give Allah ta'ala his right. Your family, your wife and children, give them their right. فَأَتَى النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Abu Darda radiallahu heard Salman, and then he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَذَكَرَ ذَلِكَ لَهُ. He goes to tell Rasulullah, this is what happened, and this is the advice what Salman has given me. Is he right? What he's saying? فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَدَقَ سَلْمَانَ. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Salman has advised you correctly. Salman has spoken the truth. This is what we should be doing. Then give each person his due right. Give Allah his right. Give your body your right. Give your family and children their right. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. رواه البخاري. This has been mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.